And this is number four. I'm going to finish it up today. We've been talking about this thing called favor, and we learn from the book of Psalms. It says, "Surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Everybody here can walk in the favor of God. And what's exciting is it's available to all of us. The definition in your notes, just by way of review, it's when he has an act of kindness, a touch of his goodness, a provision of his miraculous blessing. The favor of God is like an electromagnetic shield around our life when we walk with him. He gives us an edge in life. Do you understand that there's an advantage of walking in the favor of God? When you go for a job, maybe you'll get it and the other person didn't just because of God's favor on your life. Maybe it's your business. When you and I are obedient and walk in God's direction and in his pathway, let me tell you, his favor can rest upon you, and it gives you a sense of advantage and edge, somehow, some way, his blessing of miraculous provision. We learned God's the giver, it's available to everyone. And here's what I like. The favor of God can influence the people around you, like with Joseph. We find that Potiphar's house, he blessed the entire household. God did through Joseph. Your life can bless other people just because you have the favor of God upon it. We learned that we had to position our life in order to receive it and walk in the continuous flow. And three simple things. We have to walk in obedience. That's our part. We gotta pay attention. We're not perfect, but we seek to be obedient. We have a continuous pursuit of God. He's our passion. And lastly, we have to expect God's favor to show up in our life. And then last week, we talked about when we walk in his favor, we can be a net mender. Some of the people were at the tent last week, others weren't, but Zebedee, the father of James and John, was in his boat mending his nets. And it's a metaphor, a picture of someone somehow mending or making whole in nets. And it's kind of like our lives. Everybody has broken nets in their lives. And we have the opportunity in God's favor to be a net mender. What does that mean? You walk into their life and you listen to people, you encourage them, you point them to Jesus so that the nets of their life, the broken parts down deep inside them, can find healing. So be a Zebedee wherever you go, whether at the pancake tin or somewhere during the week. Just be a net mender. Be available to God. Well, today is part four. The title of today's message is this: God's favor opens and closes doors. If his favor is like a shield around us, it opens doors and it closes doors. And I hope that by the time we're done with this message, you get some insights about the closed doors in your life. So, read together with me Psalm 84, 11 in your notes, backside of the sermon listening guide. Let's read it. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless." Let me say this. No good thing will God withhold from any person whose walk is blameless or seeks to serve him. No good thing. You may be here today and you've been praying about something for years and it hasn't happened. Doesn't mean it won't happen. Hasn't happened yet. And you might be in a category called a delay. Not a denial, it's a delay. Do you realize Zachariah and Elizabeth didn't have children and they prayed for years for a child, and then it happened in their later years, and And it became, he was John the Baptist. And there was a delay they had to experience. Abraham and Sarah. God says, I'm going to give you someone to inherit everything, your offspring. 25 years they waited. 25 years. It was a delay, not a denial. So you may be here and you say, wait a minute, God, you said you will not withhold any good thing. If my walk is blameless, but you and I all experience this thing called delays. Now, I want to take it one step further and talk about another category, if it's a denial. It's closed door. And so it says, no good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. You talk about a powerful promise. God, I want this. I think you want me to have it. There may be a delay mode, but listen, what happens if it's a denial? I want to share with you an answer. If it's a denial, it means for you and me, it's not a good thing. I want to talk about the seventh domino. It's one of my favorite story illustrations. We have all set up dominoes more than likely throughout our lives, especially when we're kids. I haven't done it in a while myself. You set up dominoes vertically. They're fun. You push the first one, and all the others tumble. Now, here's the lesson of the seventh domino. You see, when I look at the first domino of my prayer request, it is attractive, it is something I want, it is something I think I really need, and I just want it to come to pass in my life. But when God answers a prayer, it sets in motion a chain reaction of events. And I do not know, and you do not know, the seventh domino. And if you and I are experiencing a delay, or maybe it's a denial, we don't know the seventh domino, but God does. That seventh domino may not be a good thing for me. There's things in my life I've wanted that I have not received. I still got a little time left, I hope. Thought that was funny, didn't you? But the point is this. I don't know the seventh domino. So if God denies something, according to Psalm 84:11, no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. If you are doing your best to serve God and you're trying to be obedient and follow him with all your heart and you still haven't got it, maybe for you and for me, it's not a good thing because the scripture said God won't deny it if I'm doing all I can. I don't know the seventh domino. And so I hope someone here, as you think about maybe what your goal, what you've wanted for years and you haven't got it yet, maybe it's just a delay. But I have to be honest, if it's a denial, it's probably because he knows the seventh domino, and that is not a good thing for me in the long run. I want to be clear, though, you know, when you pray about the salvation of loved ones, and it may take a while, and it's right in the scripture that God wants all people to come to faith, we hang on to that. This category is more things that we might want or desire in life, but there's things that are black and white that God wants to give us all. So, here's what I want to do. I'm going to read with you, or let's read together, Revelation 3, 7, and 8. It's in your notes. These are the words of Jesus. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he holds, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, that you have kept my word and have not denied my name. This is an amazing passage. It says that Jesus has the keys to our future. And he can open doors and he can close them. Open doors are fun. It's a green light. We're ready to roll. We're excited about it. Closed doors can be disappointing, can be frustrating, and demoralizing. On the other hand, I want us to catch a glimpse of the favor of God, that if you and I walk in it, a closed door may be the greatest blessing in your life because you don't know the seventh domino. We just want it because we see the first one and the second one. It's, Lord, I want this, but I don't know the seventh one, and only God does. Then it becomes a matter of faith and trust. So we find here Jesus holds the keys, the key of David. And it's like David's treasury. He had a lot of riches, and Jesus holds the treasury of God's eternal kingdom. And he will give you every good thing, according to Psalm 84, as long as it's a good thing. So two simple points in the message today. Number one, Jesus closes doors that aren't a good thing. He closes stuff. Don't go there. There's a great story in Acts chapter 16. We're going to divide it into two sections. It's about Paul on a missionary journey. So let's read verses 6 through 8 together and talk about it. Let's read. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. So Paul's on a missionary journey. He's serving God. He's trying to spread the word. And they have plans to go to a certain place. And what happens is, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to go. Closed door. You know, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, and he'll check us. What do I mean by that? There are times where we have plans, and we think they're good plans, but they don't work out. And the Holy Spirit is the one that directs us and closes doors for us. I don't know why this door was closed, but it was. And so there may have been a seventh domino that Paul and the missionary team didn't know about. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But the Spirit of Jesus said, no, don't go there, even though they had good plans to serve God. You may be here today, and you have plans. You've made plans for something, and could be in all different kinds of categories. And we've all had this happen. And then the plan just kind of falls apart, and you wonder why. Well, listen, when we surrender to God's Spirit leading us, he will close doors for us. A closed door may be one of the greatest blessings in your life. The problem is, I don't always see it that way. I see it as a denial of what I want. But it could be a huge blessing. So how do I know it's a closed door? These are three simple thoughts in your notes. Let me give them to you. A closed door generally is this: I don't have a peace about it. If you're about to make a decision and you feel uncomfortable about it, the Spirit of God may be saying to you, hey, this may not be a good choice. Letter B, I can be confused. There have been times in my life where I've had to make a decision about something, and I'm like in a maze or I'm confused. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. And so if you and I are confused at an intersection, give it time, because God can make it clear. And let her see. A third sign that it may be a closed door is that circumstances don't seem to line up. Now, sometimes you have to get through the circumstances. Other times, it's a sign that it's a closed door. I want to share with you some slides. Here's the first one. These are quotes. If it doesn't open, it's not your door. Think about that. If God decides it for you and you're walking with Him and you're listening to the Spirit's leading, if the door doesn't open, it may not be your door. Here's another one. If God shuts the door, stop banging on it. Trust that whatever is behind it is not meant for you. Now, let me stop here. There are so many good things we want in life, but it may not be meant for you because of the seventh domino. Here's the third one. Thank the Lord for closing that door. You saw what I couldn't see. See, God sees the big picture. You and I do not. And even if the first three dominoes look good, we do not know what's down the line from getting that prayer answered. Here's another one. When God gives you a no, it's not a rejection, it's a redirection. Isn't that true? We have to frame our minds of saying, God, I'm disappointed here, but redirect me. There's something else. And here's the last one. Let it go. One of the happiest moments in life is when you find the courage to let go of what you can't change. You had a closed door in your life? It's a happy day when we come to terms with the fact I need to let it go because it wasn't for me. God says He will not withhold any good thing. He will not withhold any good thing if we're walking with Him. And if it doesn't happen, you know what that means? Larry, for you, it is not a good thing. And I have to accept that. Period. Okay, number one, Jesus closes doors that aren't a good thing. Number two, okay, here's the other half of the equation. Jesus opens doors that are a good thing. I mean, the favor of God can close doors. Be thankful for closed doors in your life. The favor of God can also open them wide to walk through. Read with me verses 9 and 10 in your notes. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is the remaining portion of this text. Verses 6 through 8, they're denied. They're denied going into a certain province by the Spirit of God. It was a closed door. But here's what happened. During the night after that, Paul has this vision. And it's a vision of a man in Macedonia standing there begging him to come over to help them. And he has this vision, and it says immediately, or they got ready, and they left at once to go to Macedonia. They were obedient. One door closed, the other door opened. Now listen, you may be here, and you are right in the middle of experiencing a closed door in your life. Maybe it's a huge disappointment. It didn't work out. You didn't feel right about it. You were... you know, confused circumstance. It just didn't seem right. Let me tell you, that may be a great blessing for you. And as you're in that place, listen, be open for a Macedonian kind of experience. You know what that is? God will open another door for you. Keep a lookout for it. Be aware of it. And so Paul got denied, but then the Spirit opened up a new sense of mission for him to follow. So whatever your denial is or your delay, hey, hang in there with your faith and say, God, redirect me, or hold me in place, give me wisdom, give me guidance. And we find that Paul and his traveling people, they then went to Macedonia and served the people there. God will open doors for you. So how do I know if it's an open door? Let me give you three simple thoughts. It's kind of the opposite of what we shared before. Letter A, you will have peace about it. Peace is a big deal because peace is the umpire by the Holy Spirit when he directs your life in making a decision. If you don't have peace about a decision you're about to make, let me tell you, go slowly or don't go at all. Hold off. If you have peace, it's kind of like the approval of God in your life saying, you know, this is a door I've got for you. Letter B, there is clarity of conviction. When God opens a door for you, you have a sense of decisiveness and clarity that this is the thing to do. The confusion shouldn't be there. Let him speak with clearness into your life. And let her see faith. You have faith to overcome any circumstances that seem to be roadblocks or obstacles. So three simple things of when you know it's an open door. You just need to lay hold of it. All right. Well, here's a couple slides I want to show you. God will open doors no man can shut. If you've had a closed door in your life or you're in the middle of one, let me tell you, wait for the Macedonian experience. And he'll open something else up. You haven't even thought about it. Allow him to do it, and he can open that up for you. And here's the second one. The doors will be open to those who are bold enough to knock. Say, God, if this door does not work, I'm going to be bold in my faith and say, which one will? And we knock on the door of the kingdom and ask him to guide and direct us. Well, let me give you here's a couple more. Let me keep going. I put this in here to encourage everyone here. Broken crayons still color. You know, closed doors can just break us sometimes. Disappoint us, frustrate us, demoralize us. But broken crayons, that's us, that's me, can still color. Here's another one. I love this, Helen Keller. Often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. Don't get so fixated on what we didn't get, but say, God, what do you have for me? It's a perspective in life. And here's another one. If you want God to close and open doors, you'd best get your hand off the doorknob. Let me just unpack that a little bit. We have the capacity as a human being to force doors open. I have done that, have you? And when I put my hand on the doorknob because I see that first domino, and I think it's a good thing, but it's really not, I can end up in a real mess. So the best place to live life is when you have a door in front of you, say, God, is this the doorknob you want me to turn? As opposed to automatically thinking it's for me and I want it. Let him decide. Let him choose. And here's the last one. I'm surrounded by God's favor. We shared this a couple weeks ago. When you and I walk in the favor of God, this electromagnetic force field of his presence in our life, he can open and close doors. And when we do that, I don't know, we just have to listen to him. And when a door closes, I want somebody to get this today. When something shuts and you're disappointed, and you know it's just like, I can't believe this happened, it may be a good thing for you that it did, because we do not know the seventh domino. But the favor of God, just like with Paul, when it closes doors, it can open another one if we're just looking for it and allow him through his favor to lead and guide and direct your life. Let's pray. Father, we bow this morning. And we thank you for your word that says, no good thing will you withhold from any of us when we walk in obedience and blamelessness before you. But Father, sometimes we're just thick-headed, and we pray for your forgiveness. And we pray that you'll help us to be aware and understand in a new way that if a door closes, I mean, it is shut, it may not be for us, all because we don't know what's down the road. And so I pray for every person here, every person listening online, that we will allow you through your favor to direct us to put our hands on the right doorknobs. Could be a relationship. It could be a career. It could be about our business. Could be in our marriage. I just pray, Lord, you'll help us to allow you to choose to close and open the doors through your favor of grace in each of our lives. And Lord, because of that, we can be confident that whatever you bring into our life, it'll be a good thing, and you will stop us from going through doors that are not good for us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.